the government remains far from delivering its promises in the Barani Independent Commission for Inquiry, and it's looking likely that it's going to fail to meet its self-imposed February deadline to deliver on human rights reform. So Amnesty International is calling on the government to deliver accountability for the violations that have occurred over the past year, as well as the promise human rights reform urgently.
Which steps specifically are you asking Bahrain to take?
We're specifically asking them to look at investigations into security forces that have been involved in human rights violations against people peacefully expressing their opinion. And so far, whilst there's been 48 people from the security forces investigated, only 8 of those people have been actually brought to trial. We'd like to see a swifter resolution to some of the accountability issues against protesters occur. And we'd also like to see the government meet its self-imposed deadline of February to implement the human rights reform that's promised in the Bahrain Independent Commission of Inquiry.
Is torture still taking place in Bahrain?
Yes, unfortunately. We've seen evidence and allegations of torture come out of Bahrain, particularly in the case of an 18-year-old student, Hassan Owen, who was arrested on the 3rd of January this year. He was ordered to be detained for 45 days pending investigation. And when he was initially held by police, he reported to his lawyer that he was forced to stand for 18 hours, was beaten on his feet with a piece of hose and threatened with rape. Obviously, this is seriously concerning to us, given the government's promises for accountability and human rights reform. So we'd like to see that case urgently investigated.
Have you got other reports of torture taking place there?
Yes, we've also seen Abdul Hadi Al Khawaja, who was a well-known human rights and opposition activist and one of the 14 prominent opposition leaders arrested. He's received a light sentence and reportedly was so badly tortured that he's required surgery on his jaw. Again, this pattern of arbitrary arrest, torture and intimidation of opposition figures or peaceful protesters gives us cause for serious concern.